Hello, welcome to Zack Attack. We're never going to be better than this. This is episode 42, The Iron Claw from 2023. I'm Joey Lewandowski.
I'm Joe Too.
And Ricky Stenicki, now available on Prime. We will get to that soon, but we are doing first The Iron Claw, which came out around Christmassy time. We are recording on Oscars weekend. This movie completely snubbed for Oscars. Zero nominations.
True. Zero noms.
But the true story of the inseparable Von Erich brothers who made history in the intensely competitive world of professional wrestling in the early 1980s. Joe, you like wrestling so much more than I do because I don't very much at all. What is your history with the Von Erich family?
Zero.
Really?
I have zero knowledge of them. No.
Did you know about them? Had you heard of them or no?
Nope. This just wasn't on my radar. I grew up in a different wrestling era. I never looked deeply into the historical wrestlers. Like, of course I know Ric Flair, who plays a role in this movie.
Woo!
Yeah, but for the Von Erichs, nope, wasn't.
You did not grow up in rural Texas in the 80s?
I did not grow up in rural Texas in the 80s. I was not watching ESPN when they were broadcasting whatever wrestling promotion they were wrestling for. So, nope, loss of the sands of time on me, but that made the movie a fun watch, actually. Well, not a fun watch, but a watch.
So you did not see this in theaters, is that correct?
I did not. I saw it yesterday at home.
So I saw it in theaters around end of December, beginning of January. Sort of not reluctantly, but I knew it was a bummer. I'd heard it was a bummer, and I knew that we weren't going to record this episode then. So I'm like, I'm going to have to watch this movie twice. But I did. And it's amazing to me, being at home and having, the play pause, the timer on the thing. The first hour, pretty okay. Zeph gets married literally at it's 1 hour and 4 seconds. They open the door, they're in the bride and groom.
Yep.
And then the next 35 minutes are a fucking gut punch after gut punch.
This is exactly what I was gonna say. You said this, you watched it, and you said, wow, it's a sad movie. Mm-hmm. I told Rachel, Joey said this is a sad movie. She goes, everyone said that's a pretty sad movie. I was watching it last night talking to my friends, and one of my buddies was like, yeah, I didn't bring up seeing it because it's a really sad movie.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like every 10 minutes something more sad happens than the last thing. And yeah, that's how the movie goes.
Uh-huh. So it's written and directed by this guy, Sean Durkin, who did these two movies that I really like, The Nest with Carrie Coon and Jude Law. And he also did Marthy Marcy May Marlene, which is, I think, maybe one of, if not the first Elizabeth Olsen movies that came out 2011 or something.
That's
great. That's about a cult. Who Weekly covered, not really covered this movie, but talked about this movie, and they talked about Sean Durkin, and they said all three of these are about family, which is very interesting, and also very Too Fast, Too Forever. Go listen to that show. It's the same show.
Same show.
But it's interesting, one is about a family, just a traditional sort of family, one is about a cult, and one is about a wrestling, sort of Showtime, whatever family, and so it's different kinds of family, but the through line is there. Bunch of different producers who have people have produced movies like Carol and Four Lions and The Wonder and After Sun and The Zone of Interest and Bo is Afraid. So lots of power here. This is an A24 movie, so there's people in that orbit.
Yeah.
Shot by this guy, Matthias Erdely, which is weird because there's a guy in our fantasy baseball league, Matt Erdely, and so he knows this guy, so it's the same last name without the accent and basically the same first name. This guy has shot The Nest, which Sean Durkin made, but he also shot James White, which is a great movie. He's shot Foe, which I want to see, and he shot Son of Saul, which is, if you thought this movie was sad, go check out Son of Saul. It's about World War II and hoo boy.
I'm good, thanks.
89% of Rotten Tomatoes, 94 by the audience, 73 on Metacritic. The consensus of Rotten Tomatoes, powerfully acted and profoundly sad. The Iron Claw honors its fact-based story with a dramatization whose compassionate exploration of family ties is just as hard-hitting as its action in the wrestling ring. So one thing we have started doing on Too Fast, Too Forever since we recorded a Zack Attack is we found a thing on IMDb called Crazy Credits. And Crazy Credits is where people submit things that are a little bit off about those credits. We got one here.
Okay.
In the end credits. Good start. There's a photo of Kevin and Pam with their 4 children and 13 grandchildren.
You mean the last shot of the movie that mm-hmm. says, I don't even know if that counts as a credit because it's literally in the movie. Bro,
crazy credit.
Crazy credit. Okay.
Want to guess the ratio?
25 up, 4 down.
0 up, 0 down.
Ah,
no one
new.
Has voted on it. Also, similarly, you know, I've never really spent time doing research into like interviews and press cycles, but there's not a ton of trivia yet on IMDb because, like you're saying, it's too new. The big thing is that a lot of the timeline has been somewhat and seemingly condensed for movie purposes. Like,
obviously,
it's not like he won that whatever. Like, it's all like a lot of the like all the tragedies happened, but not necessarily that quickly.
Rachel actually told me something else that
the most messed up thing about this movie.
You tell me first, and then I'll tell you.
There's another son they had who killed yes. himself who was not even in the movie?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. That Rachel told me that, too. She was like, oh, no, they're missing one of the suicides.
Yep.
And it's just like they just didn't add that son or suicide in. And you're like, oh, well, mm-hmm. whew, good.
Which is weird. It's very weird.
It's very strange, but I get that this is kind of more of a... It's a film, right? You know what I mean? Like, they were...
I mean, it's long, though. It's not, like, long, but it's long. Like, you could have done it.
It's 212, yeah.
Fritz, the father, died of cancer in 1997 at the age of 68. 5 of his 6 sons predeceased him. Firstborn Jack Jr. was accidentally shocked and drowned in a puddle.
Yes, Rachel told me this, too.
At
in a
age
puddle.
Of 6. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In 1984, David Von R. Eric died in Tokyo Hotel from enteritis at the age of 25.
Yep.
Mike, Chris, and Carrie... all committed suicide. Mike overdosed on Placidil near Lewis in 1987. Chris shot himself in the head with a handgun, and Carrie shot himself in the chest with a in the family yard at the age of 33. And then Kevin is surviving.
Yeah.
But the Von Erich curse has spread beyond the family, as many of the close wrestling friends Fritz trained also died similarly and suspiciously. Gino Hernandez and Bruiser Brody, 2 wrestlers most relative to the Von Erich family, died in 1986 and 1988. Hernandez was thought to have been murdered, later was ruled a suicide, and Brody was stabbed to death in a locker room after a match with no witnesses able to assist in the trial.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Insane.
So... and that's all the trivia. Just like, if you thought this movie was depressing, there's more.
Yeah. They should just do, you know, the second one.
The Iron Claw 2?
Yeah. And it would just be more of the random deaths.
Well, I will remind you what I have here, the A24 foam finger.
I love it.
Iron Claw.
I do love that.
Had you heard of the move, The Iron Claw?
Yes, 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 yes. I had heard of the movie.
Do other wrestlers use that, or is that sacrilege if you, like, steal somebody else's move?
I mean... yes, nobody else uses the...
how would you describe the Iron Claw?
As a wrestling move, like on air?
Yeah, yeah.
He grabs your skull
mm-hmm.
with his whole hand, his whole palm. And I'm assuming that the power of his grip is so strong that he's crushing your skull with his one hand. And you cannot do anything but writhe in pain. Until you tap out.
I mean, it's a really wrestling-ass wrestling move. You know what I mean? Like,
it's like the most bullshit finisher ever. But it's a lot of fun. Like, I like it. It cracks me up.
So what did you think of The Iron Claw, both as a movie, as a piece of entertainment, and as a Zeff vehicle?
One, I really like the movie. I get that it is sad. It didn't, like, bang me up until, like... I think the very end when I saw that he, like, had kids that weren't all dead.
Yep.
That was, like, a good thing. I was like, wow, cool. Good for him. Cool. The movie itself is beautiful. It's an A24 movie. I think all the acting was great. I like Zeff a lot in this. I think he does great in this. My only question and something that I want to talk about is, what do you think about how big Zeff got for this movie, considering...
well, yeah, I made a note of that.
Considering after Baywatch, he was like, I'm never going to do that again.
Never doing this again. So I think there's something interesting that... so the brothers in this movie are all relatively known now. Like, Jeremy Allen White is the Bear.
Yes.
He plays
Kerry. Yep, yep.
He was in Shameless for like 11 years. He's in The Bear. Yep. He's very popular now.
Yeah.
Harris Dickinson, who plays David, he's the one who dies in Tokyo.
Yes.
He was in Triangle of Sadness.
Oh, he was.
He
I don't.
Was the star.
I wouldn't have remembered that.
He was in this movie Scrapper, which was a very cute sort of family drama British movie that came out last year. He was in Murder at the End of the World, which is a miniseries on FX made by Britt Marling and Zal Batmanghli, who, like, I love their stuff. But he's also been in Where the Crawdads Sing, See How They Run, The Kingsman. Like, this guy is, like, a very buzzy, like, there was a very weirdly a stretch of, like, 8 days last year, like, a little over a week, where I saw four things he was in. I'm just like, and I wasn't, like, looking for, you know what I mean? It was just, like, he yeah, just popped just... up and stuff. I was like, hey, this guy again? And then Stanley Simmons, who plays Mike, I don't really know for much. I think he's less of a known thing yet.
I really wanted him to be R-Patz so bad. I get that R-Patz is, like, too old now, but I think that I wanted to have the Bear, Zeph, and R-Patz all in this movie as brothers, just for my own love.
Yeah. Yeah. Zeph's girlfriend, played yes. by Lily James, who I yes. have a big time crush on. I mostly know her from, like, Baby Driver, but she's also in Mamma Mia 2. She's in Yesterday. She's in a bunch of different stuff. Very British actor.
She's just better Shailene Woodley, right?
Ooh, she's like British Shailene.
Like, as far as I know, she doesn't eat clay or date Aaron Rodgers, so I think I just consider her better Shailene Woodley.
That's fair. Yeah. She's like new Madgen Amick, because, like, in Baby Driver, she was doing the Twin Peaks thing. The dad, Holt McElhaney.
Yes, yeah.
He was in Fight Club. I don't know who the mechanic is. Maybe he's the guy with the hose? Would that make sense? Start a fight with somebody? Is that the mechanic? Who's the mechanic in Fight Club?
I don't know, but I remember him being at the house. He's like the one who says, like, after death, we don't have a name. Or, like, death, we have a name. He's that guy.
No, yeah, he is. He's not the guy with the hose. He is in... He winds up in Project Mayhem. Yeah. Huh. Okay. I mostly know him as the older detective on Mindhunter, that David Fincher
I was going to say Netflix that, too. Show. Yeah. Yep. That's show's exactly so where I was good. Remembering him from. Yep.
Mom, played by Maura Tierney, who's been in a ton of different stuff. Insomnia, your favorite Christopher Nolan movie. Primal Fear. I love Insomnia. A bunch of different stuff. Twisters. The new upcoming Twisters.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
That's going to be really good, I think. But yeah, like, very star-studded, but not in a way that's, like...
overt.
Gaudy, like, yeah.
Yes, I get you.
But the reason I started doing all this is that I think Zeph, you asked about him bulking up. I think because he's just a different kind of body. Like, he carries... like, he looks more like a wrestler than the other guys. Like, they just, like, look, like, kind of ripped. He looks like he fits the part, I think. I mean, he's enormous, but...
I think that you're right. He can easily build muscle to this size, and it's not bodybuilder-esque as he was in Baywatch. Like, it's not as cut. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, he probably worked out, ate a lot of protein, and, like, wound up like this. I think you're right, that he just, like, naturally can be, like, pretty buff.
There was a thing that went viral, a clip from this movie that went kind of viral on Twitter when this movie came out, and it's the scene at their wedding where they're all dancing. Do you remember seeing this online or no?
I don't remember seeing it online, no.
Do you have any thoughts before I share, like, what... like, I don't think I noticed this, but then Bob mentioned to me, like, what he noticed, and I was like, oh, yeah. Do you notice anything? Do you remember, like, the dance scene where they're all, like, they're doing the line dance, like, the four brothers and...
I remember Lily James wearing cowboy boots under her dress.
So, well, I also realized that Lily James plays Pam in this movie, and she also played Pam in the Pam and Tommy thing, so she... different Pam altogether. Okay. But same two Pams. Real Pams, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
In that scene, if you watch that again, they're all dancing and Zeph is so effortless and everyone else is trying really hard to, like, look like they're a dancer, and Zeph's just like a, like, Bob was like, you can see that he's like a song and dance boy. Like, he just, like, this is, like, part of him, and he just, like, effortlessly, like, looks the best and looks like he's not trying and just looks
so
good.
He definitely did a High School Musical kind of, like, I stare at her and dance around her, yep, and, like, my vision stays on her because, mm-hmm, I don't have to look at my feet or think about the dancing, yep, part of it. And it was like, oh, yeah, Zeph is a really good dancer.
Like, they all are doing a better job than I could over the, you know, I sure, would have to take course. A long time to, like, yes, choreograph whatever. But, like, you can see the other guys not struggling, but, like...
focused, thinking about the doing the dance number and Zeph being,
and
like...
no, man, just dance. Yeah.
I've done this a billion times.
We track Crying and Shirtless. We'll talk about Crying later because there's also trivia about that. But, like, if you're looking for a shirtless Zeph movie...
he starts out shirtless. Like, one of the... like, the, off the rip.
What we get, though, before that even, is, I think, is a rarity. We get another actor playing a very young Zeph. Like, we get little kid Zeph, which I think is... you know, we have Holt and Maura Tierney playing the younger versions of the parents. But then we have two of the Von Erich boys... And we rarely, Mike and I were always excited about this, like when, like for Cage or Keanu or whoever, but like, I don't think there's been a ton of different movies where another actor has played like a younger version of Zeph. It's just been Zeph.
Yeah. Cause he was always the youngest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you. That is weird and something that I didn't like really think about, but yes, interesting and cool. Who played young Zeph? Has he been in anything else?
Ooh, who plays young Kevin Von Erich? The guy who played... So I don't know. Did you know the name Harley Race or no?
No, I didn't know Harley Race. Because you have to remember, Joey, these were like, before regional, the incorporation, these were like regional wrestling things. So there's like a lot of like stars and stuff that like weren't in WWE. WWF at the time.
So young Zeph... That doesn't help. Young Zeph is played by an actor named Grady Wilson, who is also a character on Sanford and Son. So when you Google Grady Wilson, all that comes up is Sanford and Son. So, but oh, okay. On Letterboxd, he has no other credits. So,
okay.
What did you? So I feel like there have been other wrestling movies, like Darren Aronofsky made The Wrestler. There's been other wrestling movies, but I feel like when you have this kind of thing, this type of movie, this type of cinematography, it's mostly a boxing movie.
Yes, yeah.
What do you think of the wrestling cinematography? The way, I mean, you said it was shot very well, but do you think, like, in terms of, like, recreating real fights or creating fights that, like, happen, but they don't have, like, historical record or whatever, like, what do you think of that as, like, a sort of as a sports movie?
Excellent. I want to know what you thought about it, too, because even if you've not watched, like, a ton of wrestling or something like this, compare this one to Young Rock.
Yeah.
Which we watched for Too Fast, mm-hmm. Right? How do you think the wrestling is here versus the wrestling in Young Rock?
I mean, I think, like, this is, like, you have a heavy-hitting, like, one of the great modern cinematographers, like, shooting a thing that, like, looks really good. You know what I mean?
With a bunch of really good actors as opposed to, like, a made-for-TV show that yep. is a bunch of guys, like, on Peacock or whatever.
I also Hulu. Do think that it's, like, it's helped or it's benefited sort of from, like... Like, there's one part where Mike says... Hey, or what do you think of those new camera shots? And the dad's like, we're talking about wrestling. We're not talking about camera shots. We're not talking about camera angles. So I think there is like, there's like a realism because it's like, well, no, we only have the one camera kind of outside the ring. You know what I mean? Like it's like there's some of that that I think works really well and it feels authentic. I think it opens beautifully in that black and white, like the flashback of Fritz wrestling.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, I think it's a great looking movie.
The wrestling was good. That my whole point was that the wrestling to me looked good, looked believable. I liked the promo stuffs. I liked him not being able to hit the promo stuffs. Like, I think they did a pretty good depiction of wrestling for me.
I will say I like this movie more the second time around. Like, this is not a movie that, like, I'm going to put on by choice. I do think it's one of Zeph's best movies.
Probably, yeah.
I think it's probably easily the best he's ever been in, like, you're like, oh no, he's an actor, you know what I mean? Like, he's not just looks, he's not just comedy, he's not just goofy.
No, he's excellent in the movie.
Yeah, I do think what's funny is you were just saying, like, he can't nail those lines. Like, he's not, but he was in The Greatest Showman, and like his, like, he is the, like, the least charismatic of his whole family. Like, he's a wrestler, like, he fits the bill, the physical bill, but just like,
yes, yeah.
And like every single time one of those happened, it was just like, this is funny. Like, it's not funny, but it's funny.
It's funny because it's Zeph, and we know Zeph as always playing yeah. very charismatic. And like, we've even seen interviews and stuff like that where he's very charismatic and fine.
Yeah.
So, like, for him to be, like, camera shy mm-hmm. is a funny thought, yes.
He's like, oh, shit, can I take that one again? And, like, I think that that's part of, like, the set, like, he survives. And I think you kind of get, like, a hint that he survives because, like, he's the one doing the voiceover, right? Like, he starts yes, the voiceover yeah. and then, like, later. But, like... His brother's the Olympian, like, he's, like, this known quantity before Jimmy Carter's like, we're not going to Moscow. Fuck that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or, like, his brother is just so much more charismatic and so much better on the mic, even if he's not, like, as good of a wrestler.
Yes, exactly. But that's a big part of, like, you have to have both, right? Like, that's why The Rock did so well in wrestling.
Yeah.
And why you can also have guys that are, like, not the most athletic guys.
Mm-hmm.
Be very good and popular in wrestling because, like, half of it is just, you know, doing like improv, right?
Like, it is sad that, like, he's the kind of guy who would never really truly make it because you need both. Like, you need... Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. He's never going to make... So, like, when they're, like... When the dad skips over him and is, like, you know, the other son is going to be the first. Like, his dad eventually at one point cuts a promo that's, like, while they're broadcasting on ESPN, like, my second son here, he's going to be the first they're, like, the first international champion.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they, like, all look at each other like, don't you mean Zeph? And he's like, dad doesn't make mistakes, so.
What did you think? I know that you don't have any kids. What did you think of him at the breakfast table being like?
I love this. I have this as a note. Go ahead.
Carrie's my favorite son. Then Kevin.
Carrie's my favorite because he's the Olympian.
Yep. Kevin's going to be heavyweight champion of the world. And then it's David. And then Mike. But there's always room to change. It's just like.
Yeah.
Like,
I think that that's awesome because there is no fucking world in which you actually love both of your kids the same. And as someone who doesn't have kids, I have two cats.
Tiered list them. You know what I mean? Like,
not openly to them. I agree. But at the same time, like, that's honest. Don't tell me. Like, okay. I was going to get into the weeds. But I've been in situations where people have told me that they love both their kids the same and then treat them completely differently.
Well, we also know that, like, your parents love Maria more.
I mean, yes.
I'm just teasing. But I think, like, there's something that, like he's using this as motivational tool, but, like, it just hurts. And, like, Zeph goes...
It's just mean to everyone.
Zeph goes to the mom. Like, even Carrie, like, just, like, okay, I'm your favorite, but, like, I don't want to... He's not there. He's like, I don't want to be the... Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's a weird... And then Zeph goes to the mom, just like, can you just have dad be nicer to Mike? And she just, like...
I can't do that.
You guys figure that out. Like, we were talking about the Zone of Interest on Too Fast, which is either out now or will be out tomorrow, whatever. And about how, like, the wife in that is maybe more evil than the literal Nazi. And it's just like, here, just like, she's not the one saying, I love you less than your brother. But she's also just like, this is not my job.
Can't control your dad. Yeah. What your dad does is what your dad does. You guys need to work this out between yourselves.
It's
weird.
Crazy.
It's a weird time, dude. It is a weird time. I think about stuff like that a lot. That's like, how does it make you feel that the brothers have trust in their father who's, like, just a consummate loser?
He always has an excuse, too. He's just like, they took it from me. Like, I had the opportunity. They didn't give it to me. They robbed it from me. Like, I should have done it. It's like, yeah, no, you just didn't. You didn't have it.
His whole thing is, like, the best wrestler will definitely be the champion. And he's like, but I got robbed.
I do think there is truth to the, like, the best coaches in sports are not the best players, like, because, like, a Wayne Gretzky is just so inherently naturally gifted that, like, he can't be like, well, just be better, just, like, be as good as I was.
Yes,
guy who, like grinded. A backup catcher, or you grinded or whatever, like, you had to learn, like, you had to figure out all elements of the game to figure out how to stick around.
Yes.
So I think there is some merit to, like, his dad wasn't the best.
No, but the sons are, like, devoted to the, like, we're going to follow the plan.
I feel like that's a cover your own ass thing, where just, like, we can't say dad doesn't know what he's talking about because, like, we're going to be blacklisted.
But really?
I don't know, man.
It's just a weird situation to me. I've always been too much of a skeptic inherently, like, in my entire life that, like, also from a young age, I started disbelieving adults, just, like, being like, you're wrong. Or, like, you're full of shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just, like, very early. So to see, like, people get into adulthood and be like, this sounds like a bad idea, but if you say it, then we'll do it, is, like, a weird situation to me. Because I'd be like, no.
I think they've just been, like, again, I was saying that this guy also made another cult move. Like, this is, for maybe not better or worse, like, it might not be exactly, but, like, this is kind of a cult, right? Like, they're in the cult of the Von Erichs.
You're right, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And they have bought in. And, like, you can see how tough it is on Mike, who doesn't want to do this thing. He wants to have a band. They're like, you can't, too young, not your thing. Even though both parents were artists.
Yes, spoilies that they just, like, release later.
They're like, your dad was a great artist. He just gave it up to wrestle. They're just like, all right. And then, like, at the end, like, there's something.
He's looking at the painting.
Yeah.
And his mom's like, I painted that. I just never told anyone.
I don't know why I never told anyone. And then, like, when almost everyone dies, she's just like, I guess I can paint again. It's like, well, you weren't really momming before. You could have been painting. But
she was just praying and telling them that they should, like, thank Jesus about. Yeah.
My biggest issues with this movie, like, why I don't love this movie. Like, I like it a lot. And I liked it more. I don't love biopics. I think this is kind of, to a certain extent,
I do.
This is like misery porn. It's just like, can you believe another kid killed him? Like, it's just like, oh boy.
I get that, yeah.
But then there are two scenes toward the end that I'm sure a lot of people, and probably most people, love, that I'm just like, this is so corny. Like,
what?
The heaven scene?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Where they pick up the little 5-year-old.
I honestly forgot. I honestly forgot about it because, yes, it's very corny. It's absolutely corny. It's like, that's Happy Gilmore-esque of like him looking into the sky with Chubbs and the alligator, yeah, like waving to you.
Like literally taking a boat down to a dock where his brothers are waiting for him. And then, yes, his 5-year-old older brother who died in the puddle
are all waiting.
And just like, oh. And then a sweet moment, but I'm just like, come on. Where I used to be a brother and now I'm not a brother anymore.
Oh God. Yeah, we'll be that your
brothers.
One,
yeah, Dad, we'll be your brothers. It's like very sweet. Like he sticks the landing, but it's also like, come on. Like that feels like Hallmark level.
I agree. It got me because it was sweet and Zeph nailed it.
Zeph is great. Zeph is so good in this entire movie.
Having the kids say, Daddy, we'll be your brothers was lame.
It's tough.
And also, I used to be a brother. You're still a brother.
Are you?
I used to have brothers.
I used to have brothers, but I, like, you can't say you used to have brothers because like he has to say I have to. I used to be a brother because like otherwise the reciprocal line doesn't work.
That's what I'm saying. But the real thing is he should have been like, man, it's great seeing you kids together because I used to have brothers like this.
Yeah. Well, you can be one of our brothers, like. You know what I mean? Or you could, yeah, be brothers with us. I don't know. But I was saying before, you know, crying and shirtless. So Sean Durkin
said... Oh my God. Said, this movie is great for crying and shirtless Zeph.
They said he shouldn't cry until the last day of shooting when the final scene was shot so he could really cry in front of his kids for his brothers. Like he's inconsolable and he's like on the verge of tears, but he doesn't really cry until the end. And apparently that was a conscious decision by the director to be like, you're having a tough time this entire movie, but you can't let it out until it's over.
Okay. That's fair. I like that as an acting, directing choice.
Yeah.
Because he looks banged up about this at some points, but yes, then he cries.
It's like there are times where he's just like, I can't be with my wife and kid because I don't want my kid to be the curse.
Yeah.
It's like,
exactly.
Jesus.
I was like, the last name thing, he goes, like, when they have the baby... The first baby, he's like, you should put this last name on the thing.
And yeah, it's
like,
Pam's really? Last name. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Pam's last name. They're like, really? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, Rachel, I would 100% have done that. Like, maybe I don't believe in this curse, but I'm still not using this last name just in case.
Or I think it's maybe his birth name, but I think Pam takes that name too. I think Pam also takes his birth name, doesn't take Von Erich. So.
Yeah.
But, like, also, if you think about, like, what I said before, like, which isn't in the movie, like, the curse extends to other non-Von Erichs. Like, you're still in orbit. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, I think curses like this, like, Black Cloud kind of curses follow you around by proximity, not by name.
Yep.
I think that, like, a person can be cursed. I don't think a line or a lineage is necessarily cursed. So I would say it's probably just, like, the dad or even him. You know what I mean? Like, even Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of them that's just...
It's probably the dad. I mean, the dad never the got dad, it, right?
Yeah. So I would say it's probably the dad, and it's just, like, the bubble around the father. And by keeping the sons so close, they're all cursed.
Yep.
That was part of my thinking of, like, what if one of them did leave and, like, just dicked off? But I guess maybe that was, like, the missing one, right?
Maybe. I don't know. I didn't look up because I'm like, I don't need to get more misery porn in this. Like, I don't need exactly. to know how Understood. Why else he also killed himself.
Yep.
What do you think of Zeph's haircut in this?
So stupid. So dumb. I get it because it's like, it's very He-Man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's very He-Man. So, sure. But at the same time, it's terrible.
It's like an 80s bowl cut kind of styled.
Mullet.
Yeah.
It's weird, really weird. I like the kid from the Bears hair in this a lot.
Yeah, like the curly mullet kind of.
Yeah, like that's really cool. Yeah. Like this is really awesome.
One thing I think the movie really smartly does is like the first real, like, after Pam asks him out, and he's so also bad at asking girls out, also bad at all that stuff. Like, they go to that diner for ribs or whatever. The movie, like, this is like 20 minutes in or 23 minutes in. Like, it's very smart about, he's explaining to her, but also to us, like, well, wrestling's not fake. It's earned. And also here's what the curse is. And like, it's a very, it's a smart way to be like, you as the audience need to know a couple things about, like, about the movie.
Yeah, no, I liked it. And I also liked his explanation, because we have this talk a lot when we talk about wrestling. Like, if I was talking about wrestling with Rachel or something like that before she had ever seen any, it's like, yes, maybe there is a script, but these guys are still doing this shit and hurting themselves. And you still, like, have to take advantage of your time, and you have to have the crowd be like, there's still realness to it. Whether or not, like, the matches are scripted, there is, like, a real backing that, like, they can try to make you very popular, and if the crowd still hates you, you're not going to be a star, right?
I think there's also something that I never heard it explained this way, but makes a lot of sense. Like, it's a job, and if you're good at your job, you'll get a promotion, right?
Yes,
like,
yes.
It's not just about, like, being a better wrestler, but being a better performer, and, like, you know, they're trying to sell stuff, right? Like, you need the people who are the most charismatic, the best looking, the best athletes, whatever. And if you are that, even if it is pre-written, preordained, if you're good at it, you will get your time to shine.
Yes. Which is really cool.
Yeah.
But I think that's fair. Yeah, wrestling, this is why I like sports. I think that sports are ultimately a meritocracy. Like, if you're good enough, you will make it. If you're strong enough, fast enough, whatever, like, you will stay there. Sometimes to the detriment of other people and things, but for the most part, like, you can be really good. Not that you can't buy your way into a lot of sports, but at the same time, like, you can also be really poor, and if you're just really, really good, you'll still make it.
I did love in this movie when Zeff, like, the closest he ever comes to, like, a real title, like, other than, you know, just being the Texas Heavyweight Champion or whatever, is when he's wrestling Ric Flair and just freaks out and gets disqualified. And everybody's just like, you ruined everything. Rick's like, hell yeah, man, that ruled. Like, let's do it again.
Yeah, and, like, he's like, I'll fight you anytime. Yeah, right? Because he's like, I'm the champ. Like, I have people that, like, lay down in front of me all day. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck does it matter?
Like, there's a thing where it's just, like, he's not trying to, like, win the match. He's trying to, like, kill Ric Flair, basically. And just, like, well, that's kind of cool, though.
I am so sad that I've never, like, one of my biggest regrets in life is, like, I will never get to party with Ric Flair, like, in his prime. Like, I want to party with Ric Flair and have him be, like, obnoxious in a hotel room, like, start cutting promo. Like, because I don't think these guys that, like, ultimately become superstar wrestlers, like, they can't turn that off. You know what I mean? Like, Ric Flair still exists like this. He's, like, 70 years old, yep, and he's still, like, cutting Ric Flair promos.
Well, because, like, if you're out in the world and someone sees you're Ric Flair, it's like they expect you to be Ric Flair. They don't want you to be Rick.
Yes. No, but that's what I'm saying. And, like, the guys that are good at this, yep, like, just, like, have lived a character for 60 years.
Yes.
Right? So, like, yeah, that's awesome. But, like, even still, like, I would love to have seen Ric Flair, like, in his most cocaine-fueled times.
I mean, like, we've seen it, but you want to be near it. You want to be,
like, I want to be, like, yeah, right next to it. Like, not like his friend touring around with him or something. Like, I just want to have spent, like, one night.
Be one party with him.
One party with Ric Flair and just see him be like, woo, and, like, do the whole fucking gambit. And you're like, and, like, everybody else that, like, were his actual friends be like, oh, God, he's fucking on one again.
Be like, he no, always this is what does I'm here this. For.
Yeah, this is what I'm here for. Like, I wanted to see that. And they're like, nope, he just does this every Friday. Fuck.
While the Ric Flair stuff is going on, like, while he defeats Harley Race to become the heavyweight champion, the brothers, now there's three brothers wrestling, are vying to become the NWA World Six-Man Tag Team World Champions, which is a mouthful. But there's that whole montage of their rise set to Tom Sawyer by Rush. I'm like, this is such a cool scene.
I was going to say, the whole soundtrack is fire, by the way. This has a really great soundtrack. And it, like, is kind of because the youngest brother wanted to be in a band, but also not.
Right.
And it's, but yes, they chose really, really awesome songs. Rush, for sure.
And then at the end there, when they actually do win and become those world champions, Fritz takes the mic. He's just like, we're the greatest family in the history of wrestling. I'm just like, Young Rock would say otherwise. We got Rocky Johnson.
Yeah, you had the Samoa Brothers, mm-hmm. right? What were they called?
I don't remember anything about Young Rock.
But they were like his uncles, yep. remember? Yep. So like, yeah, they and like the mom, right? Yeah, I think that
his daughter's now wrestling Roman Reigns. Isn't she?
Is the thought?
I thought she was. Or maybe she's. I think she's doing something.
Well, and he ascended to be like the greatest, like one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. So like, if you have the lineage and then you also become like a global icon, I think that The Rock probably
right. I mean, this predates The Rock, but still, it's just like...
That's what I'm saying, yeah. I think that The Rock is probably set, like stamped his own, yeah. It was funny watching it in that sense that you see the dad running this promo knowing that he probably knew The Rock's mom.
Oh, yeah, probably. Like regional promoters or whatever.
Yeah, like, because think, like as much as they're like, oh, there was a bunch of them, it's not that many of them, right? Like, so he's like, oh, yeah, like Hawaii and here. And then you got like Vince McMahon... doing WWE.
I want to, because people who've seen this movie or, you know, they know what happens, but the wedding starts at 1 hour. And so In the next 20 minutes, which includes the wedding, David vomits up blood in the bathroom. Zeph announces Pam is pregnant. His parents leave his wedding to go fuck. David dies in the hotel room. Zeph loses the coin flip to see Carrie wrestle for the world title.
Yes.
Carrie becomes world champion.
Yes.
Goes for a ride.
Immediately decides to drink a bunch and then go for a motorcycle ride.
Loses a leg or a foot in a car accident.
Yeah, we don't see what happens, but they don't show you in the movie at least. But he just wakes up and then doesn't have a foot.
Zeph teaches Mike how to wrestle or like how to get better at wrestling.
Yes.
Hurts his shoulder in the ring. Normal injury, but while in surgery, gets toxic shock syndrome and in a coma. Yes. That's all 20 minutes. From the start of the wedding to this, it's 20 minutes.
Yep.
And Zeph says, why is this happening to us? It just keeps happening.
Yes. But wait, there's more.
So then you're like, okay, like this, that has to be it.
No.
Carrie's trying to re-wrestle with the prosthetic foot and he's struggling. Mike tries to play the guitar again. He can't do it. So he goes and eats a bottle of pills and goes out to the field and dies.
Yeah.
Zeph gets disqualified against Ric Flair. And then we jump forward in time. Carrie's gone to the WWF. But like there's like a little bit of a reprieve, but it's just like, boy, like that's 20. And then I think it's another like 10 or 12 minutes where it's just like even more. It's like, Jesus.
Yeah. Then Carrie kills himself in front of Zeph and Zeph carries him back in. And that's the end of the movie.
And blames his dad. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Zeph cries.
Big cries. But we got the trifecta in this one.
What's the third one? Crying shirtless and...
dancing.
Oh, yeah. We don't usually track that, but yeah. And also fighting. I mean, fighting was a Channing thing, but also fighting.
Yeah, also fighting.
But boy, oh boy. Brutal.
Seeing Zeph... What is worse? Zeph in the Daisy Dukes or Zeph's haircut?
I mean, come on. Zeph in the Daisy Dukes looks great. The haircut
it was just really fun to... It was really fun to see. I agree.
Haircut is something else.
Oh, I think there was a Smokey and the Bandit poster in one of their bedrooms, that's by cool. the way. Yeah, I mean, I saw that. And I was,
time-wise.
I think so, yeah.
Also, just, you know, Southern boys up to no good.
Exactly.
So, in terms of Zac Efron news, Ricky Sinicky, like I said, is now on Prime. We will probably cover that in about a month or so.
Is this another one of these kind of beer run movies? Is it based on someone with it having a name like this?
Well, so Peter Farrelly, who is one of the Farrelly brothers who did a bunch of movies that like I don't like, also made Green Book, which I did not see, directed this.
You didn't see Green Book?
I did not.
They save, they cure racism.
I know. Ricky Stenicki, I think, is the name. It's John Cena plays Zeph's imaginary friend, I think, named Ricky Stenicki.
Okay.
But every time I turn on my Fire Stick, or like every time I turn on my TV, like it goes to the Fire Stick, like it's just, there's just an ad for Ricky Stenicki.
Yeah.
They are pushing this movie hard.
I had seen some preview for it somewhere. We were just talking about this. You were like, do we know this was coming out and stuff? And I was like, I've seen like a preview for it somewhere and I can't place where I saw it. But kind of one of these, like, there's a new movie coming out. It's going to be John Cena and Zac Efron. Like them running the... the press junket about it, you know, like one of these.
I used to be, I think it's just the distribution model has so radically shifted since COVID, but like I used to be good at like knowing when stuff was coming out, but now it's like, oh, there's like news stories about this. I still haven't learned like, oh, that means the movie's coming out like in 2 days. Like when I saw a bunch of stuff about that Ethan Coen movie, Driveway Dolls, I was like, oh yeah, I want to see this movie. It's like, oh wait, it's in theaters tomorrow. It's like,
that's it.
There's just like no ramp up anymore. It's like big movies have big build up. Even Dune 2 was like, oh yeah, it's coming out in February. It's just like, what? Because it got delayed. You know what I mean? Like, it's a weird thing.
Yeah, because it used to be like you would get like a Super Bowl commercial. Yep. And then you would get like the trailer in the summer. And then you would get the movie late, you know, and there was all the press. I agree with you. Yeah, it's now like very truncated.
So aside from Ricky Snicky, which again is out now, Zeff has four other things in the works. He has completed, according to IMDb, A Family Affair, which is going to be a Netflix movie with Joey King, Nicole Kidman, and him.
Nicole Kidman's back.
Gonna pee on him again, I hope.
I hope so. We can hope.
Unexpected romance triggers comic consequences for a young woman, her mother, and her boss. Oh, we talked about this a while ago. Grappling with the complications of love, sex, and identity. There's the TV show Killing Zac Efron, which I feel has been in production for forever. He's the executive producer of this adventure series in which he starts venturing deep into the jungles of a remote...
He's been trying to be Bear Grylls for fucking a decade now.
Three Men and a Baby reboot. He's the only name attached on IMDb, apparently.
Interesting, okay.
And then another movie called Famous, where Lance Dunquist, Zeff, has the face of a movie star, not just any movie star. He's been mistaken for Hollywood star Jason Jansen 228 times. What? Now Lance is about to go to LA to make his dream come true no matter what it takes. This is directed by Jody Hill, who is like in that Danny McBride world. Like he's in The Vice Principals, he's bound and down, all that sort of stuff.
Okay, interesting.
Written by Blake Crouch, who's written a handful of novels that I really, really like. And also written by this guy, Chad Hodge. So, like, Zeff is the only one attached here. So, like, I don't think these two are anytime confirmed soon.
Yeah.
But we for sure have Ricky Snicky out now. And then I think the Nicole Kidman movie is probably this year if it's done.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Who knows how the writing strike handled it or whatever, you know?
Yep. Do you want to watch the trailer for The Iron Claw? I'm sure you saw the trailer in theaters because this was before everything.
I don't remember if I did. I'll know after we watch it.
So what's interesting is that there is the A24 trailer, which has like 20 million views. There's another trailer, like an official trailer, I think from like Lionsgate or something, that had like 200,000 views. It's like, don't even try. Just like A24 premiered it and just like that's where people are going to go.
I'm ready whenever you are, brother.
3, 2, 1, play.
Ever since I was a child. Oh, Vice did a documentary on them too. That's kind of cool.
Mom tried to protect us with God.
Pop tried to protect He looks great in this movie, though.
He said if we were the toughest, the strongest, nothing could ever hurt us.
And that's a great shot, too, that him going back and forth off the ropes.
Yeah.
We all did.
Morning.
Pants tomorrow, please, David.
Perry, I want you to join your brothers in the ring.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we all know.
See, his hair looks good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Zeff's hair sometimes looks good, but also there, just like...
The stupid bangs is, like, what's getting him.
Like that.
I want to be with my family. You know, be with my brothers.
Zeff is canonically the fastest Von Erich.
Yeah, he is.
Living catch him.
This is cool, too. I love, like, the intros, like, them walking into the ring. The shot of the dad watching it through the hallway like that is very cool.
So we're, like, halfway through the trailer, and it's not depressing yet.
Nope.
It's like, you want to see this feel-good wrestling movie about a brothers?
Yep.
Partying? Girls? Taking Zeff's virginity in a truck?
Exactly.
Band? Conveniently covering up all the blood that he vomited into the toilet.
Yeah, if you're vomiting blood, you should probably go to the doctors.
The shot of Jeremy Allen White, like, driving at, like, it seemed like he, the movie makes it seem like he wants to die. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah. Think about
my family. No more funerals, Brian.
Yeah.
Deal, or we are through. I told you to look out for him. I
just love being out there with you guys. It's the only thing that matters to me.
This doesn't sell as sad as it's gonna be.
Oh, Zev has a baby? Okay. It's like, maybe the dad dies. Maybe that's the funeral they're at. Wouldn't that be sad?
It's like, no, just all of them. And including one that we didn't even include in the movie.
There was another movie that came out around Christmas that was, like, super depressing.
What was it?
I don't know, but people were like, oh, I'll just go see Iron Claw instead. I'm just like, no, no.
Don't do that. No. Don't do that.
Boy.
Okay.
That's
not the happy option here, boys.
Google game. This is where I Google the Iron Claw Zac Efron, and you try to guess the autocompletes.
Hair.
No.
Workout?
Training is number two.
Okay. Name?
Mm-mm. Character is like number eight, number seven.
Okay, yeah. What else?
Big one.
Iron Claw, Zac Efron. Eyes?
More broad than that.
Face.
And also, similarly.
Mouth?
Jaw,
okay. Jawline.
So we got
okay.
Face, training, review doesn't matter. I'm skipping one. There's one more for you to guess there. Interview, which is whatever. Jaw, character, performance, and stream. There's one more, not about the movie in particular, but another thing that people are Googling about this. That's a very big hint. Time.
Dead?
Temporally
alive,
appropriate.
Age?
Nope. Not about the character.
What? What is it?
Big this weekend.
Oscar.
Like, did they get an Oscar? Nope.
No, not even nominated.
Okay. Letterbox game. For reference sake, Mad Max Fury Road, 1.8 million people. The Iron Claw, which just came out 3 months ago. Directed by Sean Durkin, starring Zac Efron, Jeremy Allen White, Harris Dickinson, and Stanley Simons, has been seen by how many people?
117,000.
You are too low.
Oh, 213,000.
You are too low. One more guess.
325,000.
411,000.
It's a lot.
Solid number.
Yeah. It's not that old. You know what I mean?
4.1. Most common, a 4, then a 4.5, then a 5. How many out of those 411,000 have it in their top 4 favorite films of all time?
36.
36 people?
Yeah.
Way too low.
100?
Way too low.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
375.
Way too low.
1,000.
5,200.
Insane. Okay, I get that it's a new movie, but that's a way skewed number, right? Like, that's a
like
ton.
That's 10x. Like, that's what I mean. We've done 0.1%. That's like 1.2%.
That's insane. That's an insane. I get that it's new and it's a good, like, it's good, but like that many is a lot. It's wrestling, so it's kind of niche. I get that, like, the casting is good, but it's like still kind of niche and sad. So
we're gonna go to Yasser at Zero Yasser on Letterboxd, who rewatched it this year and just said, "We'll be your brother's dad."
Okay.
5 stars. Iron Claw is number 4 favorite movie. Numbers 1 and 2 are both part 3s, shout out Mike Manzi, in huge franchises from the early 2000s. Part 3s in huge franchises of the early 2000s.
Lord of the Rings.
And?
So Return of the King and... What else? It's not Star Wars. Is it Star Wars?
Star Wars Revenge of the Sith.
Okay, there we go.
His third favorite movie is one we covered for Too Fast, Too Forever, which if you're listening to this, go listen to Too Fast, Too Forever. It's the same show.
Please, same show.
It's not really at all similar to The Iron Claw, but it's also kind of similar to The Iron Claw. We did it for the Patreon. Someone had us watch this movie. It wasn't a movie that I picked. It wasn't really quite on theme.
Okay.
Time-wise, similar. Like, it came out a while ago, but you'd be like, oh, I can see, like, your people going, it's a certain era of a thing.
Okay.
Yasser says, one of the greatest movies ever.
Okay.
The tagline.
Please, yeah.
The world is yours.
Scarface. Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because it's like, it's not the Iron Claw, but it's like, it's early 80s, it's or late 70s. You know, yeah. Just like, it's that certain kind of aesthetic, but Revenge of the Sith, Return of the King, Scarface, and Iron Claw. Pretty solid.
That is a good top four. Yeah.
Crying and Shirtless, but fire ass titles. Joe, Iron Claw is a pretty fire ass title. You know what I mean? Like,
it's good. It's very good.
It's right there in its core. If you're going to simplify this even more to make it more like High School Musical, how would you rename this? What would you call it?
Dead Brothers.
I mean, you could just do the Von Erichs or Death Wrestling. In the Family.
Death in the Family is a good one. I like that. Wrestling. Title Fight. The Curse.
The Curse is pretty good. Also, another A24 property.
Yeah.
I want to see Nathan Fielder from The Curse wrestle Zeph.
I want to see
Curse
Nathan.
Is pretty good.
I want to see Nathan Fielder wrestle Zeph. I do want to see Nathan Fielder wrestle Zeph. Just in general. In any type of Nathan Fielder skit of him just being like, I got an idea. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that we're going to wrestle.
Are there any other good fire-ass titles for the Iron Claw?
No. I blew mine.
The Curse is, I think, the best one. That's my favorite one.
Dead Brothers is my favorite.
Four brothers.
three, two. No more brothers. Sorry. I used to have brothers. I used to be a brother. That's it. I used to be a brother.
What about you do like Step Brothers, but just Zeph Brothers?
Ah, yeah.
All right. So we haven't been guessing because I don't think we've known the next movie we're going to cover. But the next one we're going to cover is Ricky Snicky. So a movie where literally all I know about it is that John Cena plays Zeph's imaginary friend, which I think is the way. That makes more sense than like Zeph being an imaginary friend is John Cena. How do you think Zeph will be crying and how do you think he'll be shirtless? I think crying is he's going to eventually have to say goodbye to Ricky Stenicki. Okay. I also don't know if John Cena plays Ricky Stenicki, but let's pretend that he plays Ricky Stenicki. I think he's going to have to like move on and accept he's not real as an adult. He's going to cry to say goodbye.
I think that we can wrap this one up all together.
Okay.
Is that when Zeph is going to be just like in the Iron Claw, he's going to be locked in his bathroom, shirtless, in the shower, pleasuring himself, and John Cena is going to come in, and he's going to be so embarrassed he starts crying.
Wait, was that Zeph in the shower jerking off, or was that Harris Dickinson?
No, that was the other one.
The other brother. Okay.
But I'm saying like
that. You're channeling. I get it.
Yeah. He's going to be embarrassed by it because John Cena is going to be like, whoa. And he's going to be like, who are you? He's going to be like, I'm your imaginary friend. What are you doing? And he's going to be like, oh, man. And he's going to feel really sad about it. And he's going to cry. But he's already going to be shirtless.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
And how will he be shirtless in Ricky Snicky? I think there's going to be a sex scene where Ricky Snicky pops up. He's just like, no, man, not now.
He's going to be like, good job. You're doing great. Nice pace.
I will say, so in Iron Claw, there's things that we don't normally get from Zeph. I think this is like him aging into maturity, but we don't normally have, like we said before, younger actor playing the same character.
Yes.
We rarely get Zeph as a father.
Yes.
We rarely get Zeph losing his virginity on screen.
Yes. Well, I mean, we did get that, but that was High School Musical and Vanessa Hudgens. But
did they have sex in those movies?
No, but he did with Vanessa Hudgens.
Oh, you mean IRL?
Yeah. So,
he did with Charpay in Charpay's Fabulous Adventure 2.
Also true. Yes, yes, yes.
Off screen.
But I'm saying, like, you're saying we don't normally get to see Zeph lose his virginity, but I think that we did get to see Zeph lose his virginity. It just, we didn't know it.
We have an email address, zackattack@cageclub.me, if you want to email us in. Email anything to us. I mean, again, listen to Too Fast, Too Forever. That comes out every Tuesday.
But, same shit, just us. Same shit.
What's weird is I looked to see if there was any emails. Lorna Smith emailed in exactly 1 year ago today, on March 9th, 2023, which is a weird coincidence.
Weird coincidence, yeah.
But, yeah, email in, zackattack@cageclub.me. Let me check out TooFastTooForever.com. It's literally the same conversation, the same kind of thing, just about different
Pick
movies.
Pick movies that aren't even Fast and the Furious movies. Go listen to those episodes. We cover a lot of movies.
Episodes not even about movies, just us talking.
Yeah, that's true too.
Do you think that, I mean, again, the Oscars are sort of a nonsense thing, but do you think this movie should have gotten nominated for Oscars?
I think it had a possibility to. I don't really know what I would give it, because now it kind of feels like A24 has like their own formula, which like really hits for us or people like our age. Well, I know a lot of people that like them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they are distinctly different and creative amongst themselves, they still kind of all feel the same. You know what I mean?
Okay. That's
they
fair.
Like, they're formulaic. Like, they have the, like, oh, we're going to shoot them. They're going to be pretty. They're going to be of this kind of thing. They're going to be of this kind of emotion.
With actors that you like, by directors that you like.
Exactly. So, I don't know. I think that Zeff had probably had a shot for, like,
sure,
best actor. But I also don't think he'll get respect for a role like this. Like, it would just be whatever. So I
mean, it feels like this movie, for better or worse, like, was going for Oscars.
Yeah, it was Oscar baity, for sure.
And
it just didn't.
Didn't.
But I don't think that makes it bad, and I can see why, like, I've seen better, or movies I was more passionate about get snubbed.
Sure.
In my lifetime, besides this. Definitely. So,
yeah. But this was one that I think people were like, I can't believe it got none, and May December was the other one that was like, people were like, oh, I can't believe it didn't get anything. Or maybe it got one, I don't know. But, like,
makes
this
sense.
Was one
yeah.
that was, like, the big sort of fully shut out movie, which...
Yeah. You know, it happens.
Thank you for listening. Email in zackattack@cageclub.me. And again, go check out Too Fast, Too Forever every Tuesday. And there's also Patreon with even more bonus episodes. Usually come out on Mondays, and the regular episodes come out on Fridays, a little bit early. But just go listen to Too Fast, Too Forever. If you want more of this show, you know, we'll do it when Zeff puts out new movies. But in the interim, toofasttooforever.com
yep.
for
do
all
it.
The things you need. I'm Joey Lewandowski.
I'm Joe too.
And we'll see you next time right here on Zack Attack.